Chapter 16. The future of doctors and surgeries with AI. The seventh area AI is making an invasion into is in medical. And boy, if read your Bible, which I highly recommend, especially in these last days that we're living in, whoever has control of the medical community in the seven-year tribulation will have total, absolute control over the whole planet. And I believe this is yet another thing the Antichrist will do to pull off his dastardly evil deeds during the seven-year tribulation. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
Revelation 8:1-13. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Another angel, who had a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer, with the prayers of all the saints, on the golden altar before the throne. The smoke of the incense, together with the prayers of the saints, went up before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and hurled it on the earth, and there came peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. Then the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to sound them. The first angel sounded his trumpet, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and it was hurled down upon the earth. A third of the earth was burned up, a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. The second angel sounded his trumpet, and something like a huge mountain, all ablaze, was thrown into the sea. A third of the sea turned into blood, a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel sounded his trumpet, and a great star, blazing like a torch, fell from the sky on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters turned bitter, and many people died from the waters that had become bitter. The fourth angel sounded his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them turned dark. A third of the day was without light, and also a third of the night. As I watched, I heard an eagle that was flying in midair call out in a loud voice, "Woe! Woe! Woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the trumpet blasts about to be sounded by the other three angels."
In other words, you ain't seen nothing yet. But how many of you would say, one third of the earth being burned up, a massive asteroid the size of a mountain slams into the planet, a comet flies by poisoning the water supply of the whole world, and other celestial events disrupting the planet, will not only be a seriously bad time, but you'd certainly want to avoid that time frame by getting saved today. Unfortunately, for those who are left behind, those that rejected Jesus as their savior today, after those events, there is obviously going to be some serious medical needs to be taken care of for those that survive. I mean, it's common sense. You can try to be the ultimate survivor, for those who rejected Jesus as their savior today. You could whip out your first aid kits and all the classes you took on how to apply a tourniquet. And get out all your other homemade survival healthcare remedies, but after these events, on this kind of scale, across the whole planet, stop kidding yourself. Whoever does survive these events, at this time in the seven-year tribulation, you're going to need some serious global medical attention, right? So, here's the point. Whoever controls the global healthcare system at that time has some serious leverage all over the whole planet, right? And do you think the Antichrist won't do this? I think he will. As much as he lusts for power. Put yourself in his shoes. If you're the Antichrist and want to micromanage the whole planet as Revelation 13 says he will, then you're going to need some serious leverage all over the whole planet, right? To force them to do what you want them to do. Including worshiping you as if you were a god and taking a global mark into their bodies so they won't be shut out of your system, right? I mean, how are you going to force people into doing that? Because you know there is going to be a lot of resistors. Not everybody is going to want to worship him as a god. They are already worshiping something else. Not everybody has got a slave mentality. They are still independent. So how does the Antichrist force, order, make, as Revelation 13 says he will, the planet bow a knee to him and accept his satanic demands? Simple. In light of all these disasters on a global scale, put it all together. You just build a global system that controls the whole medical community so that when these disasters hit, and people are injured on a massive scale, you use that as leverage to get them to obey. It is a matter of life or death now. You want those burns to be treated from that global fire. Take the chip. You want those broken bones to be set from that giant tsunami that slammed into the coastline. Bow a knee. You want your body healed from drinking all that poisonous water that is killing you from the inside out. Worship me, total global control by using the medical community as leverage. And if you think that the Antichrist will not do that, I hate to tell you this, it is already happening on a global scale with the help of AI. Believe it or not, as wild as it sounds, right now, AI is not just slowly but surely controlling all our businesses, finances, our conveniences, agriculture, communication, and education in the whole world, but now, at the same time, it's also taking over the whole medical community on a massive scale all over the planet. I want to share with you how that is occurring right now. The first way AI is controlling all the medical is AI is replacing doctors. That's right, who needs doctors anymore? AI can do it all. In fact, AI is invading the medical community, replacing doctors literally. It is happening so fast that most people not only don't have a clue about it, but they have no idea just how far it has already gone. Right now, AI is being called the fourth healthcare revolution in medicine, and it is being pitched to be the cure for all the medical community's needs around the globe. With promises of not only replacing doctors, but a whole host of other things, of just about everything you can think of that humans used to do in the medical industry, but now AI can do it for them, even better. In fact, here's just a little teaser of what AI can do in the medical industry. AI can efficiently diagnose and reduce medical error. AI can more accurately diagnose cancer and all kinds of diseases. AI can treat rare diseases. AI can provide early detection of diseases and ailments. AI can more intelligently check a patient's symptoms. AI can improve insights for medical actions that need to be taken. AI can better read medical tests and radiology. AI can develop new medicines better, faster, and cheaper. AI can speed up clinical trials for medical breakthroughs. AI can find better candidates for experimental drugs. AI can provide targeted treatment. AI can provide personalized treatment. AI can manage your eating habits and lifestyle choices. AI can streamline a patient's experience. AI can provide faster hospital visits. AI can handle all customer service, medical records, medical history, customer complaints, all paperwork, all forms, and even process customer payments. AI can perform all administrative duties. AI can personalize and improve your healthcare plan. AI can provide personalized and interactive healthcare at any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. AI can store, manage, and access all data across the whole healthcare network system. AI can increase people's access to medical care across the globe. AI can perform your surgery. You know, just in case you go through some catastrophe in the 7-year tribulation. But as you can see, put all this together. Therefore, experts are saying, right now that AI is, not maybe, not might, but AI is already radically transforming our healthcare system around the world. It is the panacea for everything, including a shortage of doctors.
China 24 reports. Humans versus AI, what are you thinking? I know you are one of those forward-thinking guys. What do you see? How is this going to revolutionize things? Dr. Joel Salanikio, CEO and co-founder, Magpie. I think it is as big as the internet or probably as big as computers. It's just one more way in which we can automate what humans only used to be able to do. So, with AI in healthcare, for example, this is a big deal in the United States, but it is a bigger and more advanced deal in China. You are basically taking things that until recently, that could only be done by doctors, and now you have algorithms that can do them. And more this is the case. I think the difference in China is that they in the United States we have plenty of doctors, but our healthcare system is too expensive. In China, it's not the price, they just don't have enough doctors. China has more obese kids than any other country in the world. China has a lot more of just about everything than many countries of the world. They need that expertise, and they need to have it scaled and they need to have it soon, and that is why AI is rolling out in a big way in China. In a way that we are just seeing the first signs of it in the United States. But most people in the world have never even seen a doctor or nurse and they never will over their lifetime, so for those areas, which probably include some rural areas in China, if not perhaps in rural parts of the United States, but certainly in these very rural areas all around the world, AI has the potential of a scale of medical expertise in a way we have never been able to do before. It's a whole new world. China 24 reports. What are the pluses? Is it a speedier diagnosis, do you think? Dr. Joel Salanikio. It's faster and cheaper.
And boy, he wasn't kidding, it was faster and cheaper. Listen to this.
Artificial intelligence in healthcare spending is expected to hit $36 billion by 2025.
And that figure is way up from the current $2.1 billion we were spending and only $600 million spent on AI in the medical community just a few years ago. So why the big change? Because AI will generate a savings of over $150 billion for the healthcare industry by 2025, and $300 billion in the next coming years. In other words, like the guy said, faster and cheaper. Who can say no to this? So, like it or not, they're throwing all their eggs into this basket, and that means AI will be taking over the healthcare system, and not only in our country, but around the world. Just in time for those catastrophes and the seven-year tribulation, and give the leverage needed for the Antichrist to get people to bow a knee to his demands. In fact, just to make sure that you and I go along with this total global takeover of our whole medical community, around the world, it's not just being pitched as the panacea for the medical industry to save on costs, but it is also being pitched to you and me, the consumer, as the most convenient and financial benefit as well.
94% of medical organizations are investing in and implementing the most reliable path toward accessible and affordable healthcare.
Isn't that a hot topic nowadays? Gotta have affordable healthcare. With AI in the healthcare industry.
Patients will be monitored at home, using wearables and remote monitoring devices, thus reducing admission costs, cutting down office visits, saving time and money.
Isn't that great? Actually, it sounds like a Big Brother paradise to me. In fact, they go on to say, AI-based tools, such as voice recognition and clinical decision support systems, help streamline workflow processes in hospitals, lowering cost, improving care delivery, and enhancing the patient's experience. And how are they going to enhance our experience?
The surge is being driven by the desire for more convenient, accessible, and affordable health care, as well as the growing demand and acceptance of electronic, data-driven virtual-based care.
Now, for those of you who don't know what that is, it's the key word for AI eventually becoming your doctor, a virtual doctor who will handle all your healthcare needs anywhere on the planet, instead of a human doctor. And as creepy as that sounds, it is already being put into play, step by step. The first way doctors are being replaced with AI is with apps. Once again, you've heard the phrase, there's an app for everything. Well, believe it or not, it truly is, even in the medical community. AI apps are exploding all over the scene. Now, at first, they were used just to connect you with an actual physical doctor like this one from Babylon Health.
This video begins in the doctor's office with patients sitting in the lobby waiting to see the doctor. A little girl walks through the front door, past the receptionist, down the hall, right up to the doctor. He is standing in the hall looking at a chart. The little girl goes up to him, takes hold of his hand and proceeds to lead him out the front door of his office. She takes him through the crowds on the street, to the train station, boards the train, through the park, up to the front door of her house. When they walk into the front room, the little girl's mother is covered up on the couch, very sick. When the doctor reaches for her hand, the scene changes a bit and instead of a hand, the little girl hands her cell phone. When she looks at the screen on her cell phone, the doctor is looking back at her. Now seeing the doctor is as easy as opening an app.
Yeah, hi there, virtual doctor. I'm glad I found you on the app. But hey, isn't this convenient? An app that finds you a doctor. You don't even have to leave the house. And apparently so simple a kid could use it. But that was just the beginning of making this switch from a real doctor to an AI doctor. Once the internet came out, we got used to self-diagnosing ourselves without a real doctor, we did it ourselves. In fact, right now, 44% of Americans self-diagnose online instead of visiting medical professionals. And this has become a new term in the medical community called cyberchondria, or being a cyberchondriac, and they are worried, they say, in the medical community, that we're going to get the diagnosis wrong. So, what do you do with these people who are circumventing doctors electronically for advice online and are running the risk of a misdiagnosis? That's right. You produce medical AI apps that can do it for them. It is the new doctors that replace human doctors. Here's just a couple of examples.
Ada, an AI that can help if you're feeling unwell. Iri, an AI personal health coach. Als.i, an AI that helps you care for loved ones with Alzheimer's. Amelie, an AI chatbot for mental health. ByteSnap, an AI food recognition from meal photos to help count calories. Doc.i, an AI that makes lab results easy to understand. Jen, an AI that helps you go from symptoms to likely conditions. Joy, an AI that also helps you track and improve your mental health. Kiwi, an AI that helps you to reduce and quit smoking. Pulse Data, an AI that predicts bad, expensive health outcomes before they happen. Sleep.i, an AI that diagnoses snoring and teeth grinding. Tess, an AI therapist in your pocket.
You know, just in case you need some advice on whether or not to worship the Antichrist, and of course she says, yes. And that is just the tip of the iceberg of all the AI medical apps out there that can give you medical advice or treatment without a real doctor. This trend is now causing real doctors to see where it's all headed, obviously, and they admit that their jobs very well could be in jeopardy, not to mention anybody else in the medical community.
Robert M. Wachter, MD, Chief of the Division of Hospital Medicine, University of California, San Francisco, author of The Digital Doctor. The role of artificial intelligence in the future of healthcare is really interesting, and for our physicians, a little bit scary and threatening. If you are a physician like me and trained for 7, 8 or 10 years, and learned your craft, the idea that a computer might come in and take over for you, a lot of us have to have ambivalent feelings about that. If you watched Watson beat the Jeopardy champions, I don't think you could watch that and not wonder what profession is safe. And we have seen profession after profession being taken over by computers. Many of us are biased, thinking medicine is too hard, too complex to be possible, but if you watched Watson, you had to be impressed.
In other words, it really is possible that AI could take over their jobs as doctors. AI can do it all. The second way doctors are being replaced with AI is with chatbots. Not only are they saying, by 2023, enrollment of chronically ill patients in AI-enhanced virtual care will result in 20 million fewer ER visits. But we are now seeing a trend in the medical community to go from AI texting, to save on costs and visits, to an AI image conversing with you over your medical care, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that trend has come a long way with what is now called medical chatbots. And you're saying, well, what in the world is a medical chatbot? Well, thanks for asking. One guy puts it this way. They are what I imagine Siri would be like if she had a medical degree. They're designed to be conversational resources when you're feeling under the weather, and you say, hey, chatbot, I've got these symptoms, headache, chills, sore throat. Then the chatbots interact with you, ask more questions, and depending on your answers help you decide what you should do. You know, without a human. In fact, here's just one example of an AI image chatbot named Molly telling people what to do about their medical needs.
A man is sitting on his patio looking at his cell phone. A nurse comes on the screen and begins to speak.
Hi, my name is Molly. I am going to be your virtual nurse.
There is one universal issue that most healthcare systems are struggling with, and that is the shortage of qualified clinicians and nurses that manage to care for so many patients. This is especially true in chronic disease management, which in the United States is the number one driver of rising healthcare costs. 3% of chronically ill patients make up 65% of the healthcare budget. We developed Sensibly with our virtual nurse Molly to extend the clinical reach of real doctors and nurses into everyday life at the home of the patient. They can be a part of their lives every day. So, Molly can check in with the patient every day, in the morning, or more during the day if that is needed. She can ask the patient how they are doing. She can collect really important information, such as their weight, their blood pressure, glucose level, ask them relevant questions as to whatever condition they might have.
As he stands on his scales.
190.9 pounds, you did not gain any weight. That's good, now let's take your blood pressure.
Because we have an avatar that talks to you and you can talk back to it, it helps people to be way more engaged. Because of that engagement level, they are more likely to do the things to keep themselves healthier.
Your blood pressure is 149 over 94. Your pulse is 81 BPM. Your blood pressure is a bit high today. We will keep monitoring that. Now that we are finished taking your vitals, I want to ask you a few more questions. If you are experiencing shortness of breath, is it worse than usual? Anything else you want to tell me?
No.
Patients have told me they felt like someone was holding their hand and they would rather talk to her than just use an app on their phone.
Whoa. So, these things are not only catching on and replacing the AI app, texting versions for medical care, but people are really loving these AI images telling them what to do for their medical care. As crazy as it sounds, that is what is really going on. In fact, it seems the younger the generation you go, the more favorable they are having an AI image chatbot tell them what to do. One teen
channeled her health-related concerns from, "Why am I feeling depressed?" to, "What should I do about this zit on my forehead?" Then, Emoji Health said, "Don't pop the zit. It'll only make it worse." Emoji Health is a teen-focused spin-off of Conversation Health, a company that develops chatbots for hospitals, pharmaceutical companies, and other medical organizations. And teens, having grown up getting all their information digitally, are a prime target audience. Then, last September, a Facebook bot was launched and targeted at teens to battle misconceptions about breast cancer, and there are similar AI-powered chat programs for teen topics that are taboo, such as sex ed and drug use.
So, AI is telling these younger generations what to do for everything concerning all kinds of medical-related issues. Why? Because
a lot of health topics can be uncomfortable because they are so personal, but we can take away that human awkwardness by replacing the person with a bot.
In fact, they're saying
a chatbot could, theoretically, talk to hundreds of thousands of teens at once.
This is crazy. Can you say, doctors in the unemployment line? And not just doctors, but even nurses.
Animated avatars, or virtual nurses, help coach patients during hospital stays and guide their recoveries, give advice, reminders, and even encouragement. These virtual health coaches are needed, with nurses being in short supply these days, so patients who are hospitalized for an illness or surgery may be getting information, advice, and encouragement from Sally, a smiling and pleasant-voiced young woman in hospital scrubs, or a male counterpart, Walt. But Sally and Walt aren't real people. They are animated avatars, virtual personal health coaches, which can be accessed on a tablet or through a hospital TV set.
So now I don't even need a phone or tablet, I can just speak with them via the TV. And everybody's got one of those. Then
they also draw upon a patient's electronic medical records and uses machine learning, AI, to build a personal relationship. The application figures out how best to manage the patient's care. And a recent report predicts that virtual nursing assistants could save $20 billion a year in healthcare by 2026.
In other words, these AI chatbots really are replacing doctors and nurses. The third way doctors are being replaced with AI is with robots. You see, now we're getting to the next logical step. And that's because you may be thinking, hey, I don't want to text an AI app about my medical needs or advice. And I don't even want to converse or talk with an image of AI telling me what to do about my medical condition. I want something more lifelike, you know, like a real doctor. Well, hey, worry no more. AI to the rescue. They've got that covered now too with the new AI robot doctors. That's right, as we saw before, first they already got us used to having AI robots doing all kinds of general work for us in society, which again is replacing a lot of human workers. Then we got used to having AI robots as companions, for kids, singles, and even elderly care. And they weren't just popular, they went like hotcakes.
Japan made the first big steps toward a robot companion, one that can understand and feel emotions. Introduced as far back as 2014, Pepper, the companion robot, went on sale with all 1,000 initial units selling out within a minute. 60 seconds. And the robot was programmed to read human emotions, develop its own, and help its human friends stay happy.
They are being called digital friends that can provide digital empathy. And so, guess what? Not so surprisingly, now they're pushing these AI robots to replace the knowledge and empathy of real doctors and nurses. Here is just one example. Martha Singleton, Mabu trial patient, is sitting on her couch looking at a yellow robot looking back at her.
Mabu, how are you doing? It's time to do some breathing exercises together. Martha Singleton. That sounds good. Narrator. This is Mabu, a companion robot that looks after patients at home. Martha Singleton. She's here to remind us mainly about our medications. Narrator. It's a face you might want to remember. Because Mabu or something like it might look after you one day. Martha Singleton. Yes, I realize she is a robot, but in a way, I actually feel like she cares, you know, like she said I'll call your doctor and that's like something that a friend would do for you. Narrator. As we live longer, and our aging population strains the healthcare system, AI and robotics may fill the gaps. Corey Kidd, CEO. Fatalia Health. We don't have enough people to provide the level of care that we'd like to, and so that is really where robotics and AI come in. Narrator. Okay, so it's cute if a little bit unsettling. But what can it do? It can monitor your health and even read the emotions on your face. But as healthcare bots become more advanced, will they take over for human caregivers? The focus isn't just on elder care. AI and robotics are making advances across the healthcare industry. From genetic testing, and robotic surgery to cancer research and data collection. Soon enough you may even run into AI in the exam room. But are we ready to hand over life and death decisions to machines?
Not to mention, the Antichrist tapping into this global AI animated and robotic medical system. He gets to dictate whether or not you get any care in the first place. And as dangerous and obvious as that is, there is no stopping this. Why? Because it is going to
save so much money and time and even solve the doctor shortage crisis. It should be noted that training doctors takes time and is costly. First, they take years to train, and forecasts around the world show countries facing a shortage of trained staff.
Then the costs involved for medical school continue to rise, with the median four-year expense reaching upwards of $278,000. Then to keep the doctors is costly. The average salary for doctors in the US, which is not the highest in the world, only ranking third, but even their average salary is $299,000 in 2018 alone. So,
reports by the three leading think tanks are saying that in the next 5 years nurse shortages will double, and general practitioners or doctors will nearly triple, without radical action.
So, you stir all that together, and what is their radical solution to solve this medical crisis? Oh no! What will we do? It is AI. Once again, it is supposed to fix everything. Which means, like it or not, AI is taking over the medical community whether you want it to or not. There is no turning back on this trend. And again, it is not just doctors, but nurses as well.
The days may be numbered when nurses are busy with tasks such as drawing blood, keeping an eye on patients, monitoring vital signs, and moving patients around. Nursing activities are being streamlined and simplified by AI-powered robots. These AI-powered systems can draw blood, help patients move, and also monitor vital signs without the intervention of the nurses.
In other words, without a human doing it. In fact, China already has their first AI robot doctor who just passed the medical exams with flying colors.
SCMP.TV reports. Robot Xiao Yi has passed China's medical licensing exam by 96 points. Researchers have filled its brain with medical textbooks. It also learned clinical experience and case diagnosis from experts.
Wow. Looks like they are building a whole fleet of them. Just in time for the 7-year tribulation and the Antichrist takeover of the whole medical system all over the planet. Gee, I wonder why? Total control of people. And that is why one legendary Silicon Valley investor said, robots will replace doctors, so now they're talking 100%, by 2035. The second way AI is controlling all the medical is AI is replacing surgery. You see, doctors do not just diagnose your medical problems when they come your way, but they also what? They then perform the much-needed life-saving surgeries you need to fix those medical problems, right? So, if the medical community is looking at AI to replace all the doctors and nurses in the diagnosing and personal care end of things, in the medical industry, what do you think is happening in the surgical part of it? The exact same thing on a massive scale. I kid you not.
Artificial intelligence finds great use inside operating rooms in surgeries. Robotic surgical systems powered with AI can be used to standardize the quality of surgical procedures so that uniform and predictable outcomes can be achieved, even when the surgeons vary.
In other words, they are more reliable than humans. And
Artificial intelligence performs these typically done by humans, in less time and at a fraction of the cost.
And that is why they are saying
45% of OAS, operating rooms, will be integrated with artificial intelligence by 2022.
So again, like it, or not, it is taking over not just doctors but even surgery. And like the doctors, it has been a step-by-step approach. First it was with remote surgeries with the aid of AI where you still had a physical doctor performing the surgery, but he didn't have to physically be present. AI and the new 5G network made it all possible.
New China reports. China's first 5G-based remote surgery took place in Sanya, Hainan. The three-hour surgery was performed on a patient suffering from Parkinson's disease. Hainan-based Dr. Ling Zaipei controls the surgical instruments 3,000 kilometers away in Beijing through a 5G network and successfully implanted a deep brain stimulation in the patient. Ling Zaipei, Chinese PLA General Hospital. The 5G network has solved problems like video lag and remote control delay experienced under the 4G network. We hope in the future, we can take advantage of the 5G network to enable more hospitals to carry out remote surgery.
Wow! So that 5G network is doing all kinds of things just in time for the 7-year tribulation. You can not only create the IoT or Internet of Things to connect all people, all products, and control what people around the world buy and sell, but you can also tap into any and all microchips in anything around the world, be it a phone or home, even a whole city, and create a Big Brother paradise. Now you can even use that exact same system to give you the speeds capable of performing a much-needed surgery on someone remotely, even 3,000 miles away. You know, in case you can't find a real doctor in your area. I am sure that will not be used as leverage. Yeah, right. But that is just the first step. Now it is moving to AI-assisted surgeries. Why? Because it is going to save so much money and do things better than humans could ever do.
With an estimate value of $40 billion to healthcare, robots can analyze data from pre-op medical records to guide a surgeon's instrument during surgery, which can lead to a 21% reduction in a patient's hospital stay. Robot-assisted surgery is considered minimally invasive, so patients won't need to heal from large incisions. You know, doctors just rip you wide open. AI robots can also use data from past operations to inform you of new surgical techniques, and the results are indeed promising. One study involved 379 orthopedic patients and found that AI-assisted robotic procedures resulted in 5 times fewer less complications compared to surgeons operating alone.
In other words, it did it better than a human.
Narrator: the robot operates on medical emergency. A scene from a science fiction film? The fiction has long been a reality. In the hospital, the robot has become the perfect teammate of the human being, like the Da Vinci. Dr. Wolfgang Leicht, Chief Physician Urology, Hospital Barmherzig Bruder Regensburg. We have a three-dimensional view, we have a tenfold enlargement of the surgical area. We have instruments that are superior to the mobility of the human hand. And we can operate without shaking. Narrator: no wonder medical robotics is booming. Employees at the German Aerospace Center are developing a robot that will revolutionize surgery in the future. Julian Clodman, Analysis and Control of Advanced Robotic Systems, German Aerospace Center. The Miro can be integrated into the operating theater in a very space-saving way. Furthermore, research also includes the fact that even more can be discovered about the patient's insides via miniaturized sensors. Narrator: this also improves the patient's safety. If the hands of the doctor ever slip off the controller, a life-threatening scenario, not with the Miro. It can be programmed in such a way that the patient's organs are not put at risk. So, it would not carry out an accidental movement by the doctor. So, will doctors soon become superfluous after all? More and more machines are being developed that will work autonomously.
You know, without a human. And that is exactly where it is headed. You see, AI-assisted surgery was just the second step. What they have already alluded to, as you just saw, was the third and final step to full-blown AI surgeries with no humans at all. Why? Because doctors are dangerous and make way too many mistakes. According to a recent study by Johns Hopkins, more than 250,000 People in the United States die every year because of medical mistakes, making it the third leading cause of death after heart disease and cancer. What? You cannot have that. That is an atrocity. What will we do? How can we survive this horrible epidemic? Can you say AI to the rescue again? That's right, AI is now starting to perform all the surgeries on people because they don't make mistakes like humans, and that's why they're now saying this will be your future when you go to the hospital.
Narrator. The era of human doctors is coming to an end. In the near future, it may be a machine, not a human being, treating you in the hospital. At least this is the reality that AI is making come true. There is a major problem that exists with having humans be the medical providers. Human error. No matter how accurate humans are, it is part of being human to make mistakes. A 2016 study from Johns Hopkins University found that medical errors may be the third leading cause of death, right behind cancer and heart disease. 250,000 patients died annually from medical error. Who can save us from this terror? Introducing medical machines. You may be thinking there is no way machines will replace a complicated job like a physician, but this is something that is already happening. There are more monthly visits to WebMD than there are to actual doctors. Smartphone apps like WebMD put the power of diagnosis in your pocket using machine learning to figure out what disease a person has based on symptoms. In China, the first AI computer has passed medical board examinations and the first AI-assisted treatment center has already opened. Doctors say computers will help them and compete for their jobs. For example, researchers at Stanford have found that an AI can diagnose skin cancer just as accurately as a panel of dermatologists, and another machine learning algorithm can predict who's at risk for heart disease much better than doctors can. There's even an algorithm that can look at your Instagram account and predict with 70% accuracy whether or not you've been diagnosed with depression in the past 3 years. Now that's scary. Using machine doctors is also much cheaper. With the upcoming doctor shortage and a collapsing healthcare financial system, many could turn to the machines for medical care whether or not it's a better option. Training a doctor takes thousands of dollars and years of hard work. Trust me, I know. But a computer can learn and diagnose much faster, and a machine can calculate all the drug interactions and possible treatments much faster than a mere human doctor can. With medical knowledge doubling every 3 years, it may be hard for humans to keep up. Also, a computer doesn't have eyes that get tired after looking at thousands of x-rays. It doesn't need to sleep at night, and it doesn't even ask for vacations. Be ready for the AI takeover.
The whole medical community around the whole world. Why? Because as you saw, AI fixes it all. AI can do it better, safer, cheaper, than real human doctors. And lest you think this will never happen, it's already begun.
The robot will see you now. Could computers take over medicine entirely? They already perform remotely controlled operations, now robots are set to be the physicians of the future. Doctors and nurses could be supplanted by technology. With AI, there is no hand tremor or shake, no limitation in terms of fatigue. The robotic genie is out of the bottle.
In other words, you can't stop it. In fact, the MGMA, Medical Group Management Association, acknowledges that it's possible that AI robots may one day be the only surgeons present. But hey, come on, people will never go along with this, will they? That is another disturbing trend.
When asked about their willingness to allow robots powered by AI to operate on their young children, ages 8 and younger, millennial parents were quite likely to allow it. In Asia, 82% in China, and 78% in India, said they would be very likely. And even 45% of both the US and UK said they would also be very likely.
In other words, the world is ripe just in time for the 7-year tribulation catastrophes that the Antichrist could very well use medical needs and surgeries to bow a knee to his demands. Now knowing what you just read, is it really far-fetched to think the Antichrist will say something like this during that time?
You want those burns to be treated from that global fire, take the chip. You want those broken bones set from that giant tsunami that slammed into the coastline, bow a knee. You want to your body healed from drinking all that poisonous water that's killing you from the inside out, worship me.
Total global control by using the medical community as leverage, and AI is helping him do it right now on a global scale. Folks, how much more proof do we need? The AI invasion has already begun, and it is a huge sign that we're living in the last days. And that's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning the AI invasion to show us that the tribulation is near, and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that is why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the seven-year tribulation are rising. Wake up. The point is this. If you are a Christian and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front lines and help us. Let's get busy working together doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you are not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. Because this AI technology is not going to lead to a life of wonderful dreams and a modern-day utopia, but a nightmare beyond your wildest imagination in the seven-year tribulation. Don't go there. Get saved now through Jesus. Amen?